Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hello, and thank you for joining us. My name is Jean Degarian, reporter with SearchHealthIT. Today we're speaking with Dr. Shelley Horowitz, Special Advisor to the President of the American Board of Medical Specialties. The medical organization oversees physician certification in the United States, and it helps to develop professional standards for the industry. Dr. Horowitz, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So today we're going to be talking about information technology as part of a new landscape for physicians, and the American Board of Medical Specialties is tackling that now. Can you give us a little bit of background on what your new program is for the maintenance of certification?
Yeah, well, as was mentioned, ABMS is the umbrella organization for 24 boards, and 750,000 physicians are certified by one or more of our boards. And because certification should be an ongoing, kind of continuous program, a few years ago we instituted maintenance certification, which has a number of components to it: lifelong learning and self-assessment activities, an exam that makes sure their knowledge is up to date, and a very important part, which is assessing their practice performance. Are they delivering good care, and can they improve whatever care they're delivering? And so that's the maintenance of certification program that's been out there a few years, and we just set standards for all the boards to implement this program in 2009. And now we're starting, we intend to put in some stuff about meaningful use of health information technology, meaningful use of electronic health records, and that's what we are, going to focus on today.
Was it just the new federal meaningful use final rule that sort of made you guys start to think about this, or has information technology been emerging as an issue for doctors in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think certainly people think doctors need to be able to use health information technology effectively to improve patient care, patient outcomes. And in general, I don't think we've done a very good job there. And this gigantic attention that Health and Human Services and the Office of the National Coordinator and a lot of money invested in trying to get EHRs and trying to promote meaningful use of EHRs by physicians is also, you know, brought things to the forefront. Also, personally, I was a principal investigator of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation project that involved the boards and societies called Improving Performance in Practice, IPIP, and that targeted primary care in seven states. And It focused on improving care, and a fair amount of it was helping doctors use information, EHRs, effectively. And we realized how much, I realized certainly, how much help they needed. And so all of this kind of is coming together as a perfect storm. I think we would like to do our part in promoting doctors learning about using and building into their practice and their practice teams meaningful use of EHRs.
Do you see, there's been some, when you talk about how much help doctors have needed with implementing technology and learning how to use information, there's been some sort of reluctance on the part of physicians to adopt for a variety of reasons. Do you see that those reasons sort of fading away in the light of the federal initiatives or the growing use of technology?
Yeah, I think this focus now on meaningful use, that is, it's not just EHRs for billing codes and that kind of stuff, but it's to promote improving the care, improving outcomes. And I think that's built into, you know, 2011, 2013, 2015, the meaningful use criteria, and trying to set up industry standards for what's a good EHR to help physicians and practices do this is all coming together. So I think physicians are starting to realize they'll have to do it And I think the government and insurers and, you know, large healthcare organizations are realizing we need to work together to make this happen and make this be effective.
Now tell me about some of these tools that you're developing for the maintenance of certification program.
So we intend to target initially, I guess it's four areas. One is these knowledge self-assessment tools, which is under the part of maintenance of certification. We're going to develop self-assessment modules to enhance physician knowledge and effective use of health information technology. Two areas we're going to start with: the use of health information technology for knowledge and data management. Examples of the kind of stuff we'll cover are meaningful use requirements, the basics of decision support and data acquisition, analysis and reporting, use of evidence-based medicine. The second self-assessment module we'll develop is the use of health information technology to promote patient safety. This would focus on CPOE, medication reconciliation, coordination of care, and e-prescribing. I should say that initially we're going to work with the primary care boards. That's family medicine, internal medicine, and pediatrics. They make up a large part of physicians, and primary care is a very important area to bring in. And these three boards have a lot of experience in developing the kind of tools I'm talking about. So that's the first thing, the self-assessment modules. Second, we intend to augment these modules with simulation to provide hands-on experience for physicians using EHRs. And the Board of Family Medicine has almost two decades of experience in developing very sophisticated simulations, and we're going to build it in for EHRs. And it would include things like demonstrating core features required for meaningful use. Development and use of registries will be built in. How to use this information for improvement. That's the second thing we intend to do. Third would be for the assessment of physician practice performance, the boards have developed these web-based self-directed, they're called practice improvement modules. So doctors are doing this already to show that the care they deliver is quality care. And we propose to enhance selected ones of these board web-based practice improvement modules to enable physicians to use EHRs to track practice data and improve care. So this is stuff they're doing now, but it's mostly web-based, and we're going to embed EHRs into that. So as they do MLC, they'll be using EHRs to track and improve the care. The two we're going to target initially are the Comprehensive Care Practice Improvement Module. This is developed by American Board of Internal Medicine, and it takes a deep dive in care across 7 chronic care areas, 4 acute care areas, and preventive care, and we'll embed EHRs as they assess this and use it to improve care. And the second web-based module we'll embed EHRs in is also an American Board of Internal Medicine module already out there called Care Transitions. And this also would use EHRs, the effectiveness of HIT tools in managing transitions. And the idea is we'll start with internal medicine, then we'll spread to the other primary care specialties and eventually to more of our 24 specialties. And the fourth part of this initiative is enabling certified physicians to satisfy PQRI and MOC requirements and qualify for PQRI and potentially meaningful use bonuses without redundant data systems. And so we'll have to do a fair amount of work with the current tools so that what physicians use to submit to the boards, to submit to the ABMS for MLC and then for other stuff, you know, it'll just be one submission, and that's very important to physicians and I think would enhance the use of this kind of stuff.
Sure, not having submit the same information to 3 or 4 different agencies.
Yeah. So just to summarize, I think we're building it into MOC, which already has 315,000 physicians involved and is growing by more than 50,000 a year. And I think as we link to, you know, government and other initiatives, this will enhance its growth. So the basic idea is we're going to align MOC with meaningful use. We're going to build appropriate tools and activities into MOC. And initially, we're going to target primary care physicians with the intention to spread eventually to all specialties.
Are there any specific electronic health record technologies that you're looking at to help form the structure of the program? Are there any products or specific IT out there that you're looking at to help develop this?
Well, I think the government, as I understand it, and that whole ONC initiative is kind of promote standards. And I think we're looking at sort of core concepts that will be built into these approved EHRs that physicians can use for appropriate purposes, which is, you know, from our perspective, improving effectiveness, efficiency, and quality of care, and eventually improving patient outcomes. So I think we're going to try and target the stuff that's built into the meaningful use, and hopefully, you know, the EHRs that emerge will be geared to do this. We're not going to get, we don't have the resources or probably technical expertise to focus on the part you mentioned. But I think the meaningful use stuff is moving in the right direction, and hopefully the EHRs that emerge will promote all of this stuff. And we'll build on that by giving doctors the chance to learn more about it, to learn how to use it, and then to build it into the stuff they do for MOC, and so that the rest will flow more easily.
Okay, great. This is a voluntary program, right? How many doctors across the country do you believe are going to be interested in learning about this more and participating?
Well, again, certification in the U.S. Is voluntary. MOC is voluntary. But what we're finding is most doctors certify in the U.S., and more doctors are entering the MOC program. And as they see that the tools we're building are meaningful and useful to improving care, which doctors do care about, and that it's linked to other things that the government, the insurers, their healthcare organizations, and patients care about, they will come. So I think, you know, most certified physicians will take this up. I can't predict the exact time frame, but I think in other stuff, as we align to meaningful use around care, there'll be a good uptick.
And as you said earlier, there's no going back. This is definitely the part of the changing healthcare industry these days, and people are going to have to start adopting that.
Yeah, well, what I learned about when I led this IPIT program I referred to before, which targeted primary care practices and mostly practices that weren't part of big systems, is just giving them an EHR wasn't enough. They needed help and infrastructure and almost coaches to make those systems work. And I think as we standardize the EHRs that they can use, we're going to build systems. The government's going to help. We'll help others to make it a little easier for doctors to do the right thing and use information in the 21st century the way most industries are already using information and translate it into improved outcomes. That's got to happen. And I think the kind of things that we talked about in Washington at that health forum last week are moving in the right direction.
Great. Thank you. This has been Jean DeGarian with Search Health IT talking with Dr. Shelley Horowitz, the American Board of Medical Specialties. Thanks again for taking the time this afternoon.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit searchhealthit.com. Thank you.